This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. During the past week, the team of John, VK5DJ, and Tom, VK5NFT, travelled to Narra Court and then Willaluka to investigate some problems being experienced with our repeaters. Club President Peter, VK5BE, was meant to be part of the team, but as he was mute and suffering with man flu, he was expelled from duty and sent home to recuperate. Also, the remaining team members did not wish to be infected, and therefore the motivation behind the expulsion was purely selfish. Whilst at Willaluka, they were joined by Alan, VK5ZLT, who has very generously built us a new antenna. Tom climbed the tower and removed the old antenna, and Alan climbed a long ladder and placed a new one at a height of about 6 metres as a temporary measure. We suspect that signals will be down a bit to the west as the antenna is now shielded by the tower in that direction. But under the circumstances, it was the best that could be achieved. The team will now monitor the situation whilst they try to work out if things have improved in relation to break-in from an outside RF source. We thank them for their dedication and enthusiasm, as the distances involved were quite significant and would have filled their day in. As 8 of our members live in the Millicent district, we hold a few meetings each year at a venue in the town. Due to the very unfortunate demise of the Millicent District Community Club, we held last Friday's meeting at the Somerset Hotel in Millicent. A number of Mount Gambier-based members travelled to the meeting via carpooling, and another successful meeting was the result. A few of the members enjoyed a meal at the pub before the meeting. Well, only 19 more sleeps before the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb is upon us. This is our next big event, and this year will represent the usual challenge in finding enough people to fill all the spots that we need. This event really stretches our resources, as it covers 3 full days, and Saturday and Sunday tend to be long ones. It's difficult for members with kids who have sporting commitments, etc., to give a full day to the event, and our membership is not getting any younger. In the past, we have had help from amateurs from as far away as Adelaide, but I'm not sure if that will happen this year. I'm sure that we'll get the job done, though, as we always seem to manage somehow. Whilst talking about the hill climb, I will repeat our request from last week. If any of you have a working video camera, camcorder, that you are no longer using, our video group would be very grateful to receive it as a donation. We have an ever-increasing need for more cameras to enable us to provide good live video coverage at events. We have to modify them a bit, and some of the ones that people have donated in the past have expired. If you can help, please contact Greg, VK5ZGY, on 08-8725-8454 or via email to Greg and Gabby, that's one word, golf romeo echo golf november golf alpha bravo india@gmail.com, gregandgabby@gmail.com. That puffs me out for this week. As always, I will conclude by letting you know that our members hope that you all have a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Welcome to our new F-call, John Paul, VK5FPKR. Listen out for him. Make contact. As you listen to this, the JOTA event is coming to a close. The EARC is assisting the Edinburgh Park Scout Group at Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, and I am sure that the Scouts would welcome your contacts. Thank you for all of you who have put in the effort. Ian, VK5ZD, has reported that the microwave activity day last Sunday was successful in spite of the inclement weather with its thunder and lightning and rain bursts. Those who took part were Ian, VK5ZD in the north, Keith, VK5OQ, further north at Kulpara, Wayne, VK5APN at Ardrossan, Paul, VK5NE at Angle Vale, David, VK5KK at Skye, Simon, VK5TE, and Barry, VK5KBJ in the O'Halloran Hill area. And I made my first microwave contact from Medlow Road at Blakeview, courtesy of Ian, VK5ZD, to Keith, VK5OQ, at Kulpara, a distance of 93 kilometres. Thank you, fellows. I repeat, MAD event is being planned. On Wednesday last, the TechKnife presentation was hosted by Paul, VK5NE. The subject was digital modes. There were YouTube video presentations courtesy of Tim, VK5ZT, from his laptop and displayed on a large HD TV screen. FT8 operations from its inception to the latest versions and WSJT-X weak signal software. Tim, VK5ZT, demonstrated the beta version of the upcoming VK5LZ ATV station, controlled from his laptop and transmitting by remote from his shack to the club rooms. It is still work in progress and is being fine-tuned. He also demonstrated the balloon tracking software, RS Tracker for Windows and other platforms. Wednesday, 31st of October, is the fifth Wednesday at the Rose and Crown, Phillip Highway, 6 p.m. for a social gathering. Confirm if you have not already done so. The next general meeting will be Wednesday, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73s, Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Now, don't forget that next Saturday, the 27th of October, it will be the North East Radio Club examinations being held at the QTH of Peter, VK5PX. Now, if you want to do these examinations, then you haven't got much time to get in touch with Peter, so I suggest that you ring him post haste, and his phone number is 8280 7330. Once again, that's 8280 7330 to get your name on the list for the examinations to be held next Saturday, the 27th of October. So if you do the examinations, good luck with them. Hope to hear you on the air soon. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 26th of October. And once again, it's a tech night, and it's the ongoing QCX Kits Construction Night. So don't forget all your bibs and bobs. Bring along your tools and equipment and the kits, and there'll be plenty of the North East Radio Club gurus there to give you a hand. So don't forget, next Friday, the 26th of October, the Tech Night. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 26th of October, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 10th of November. The next technical session at the Shack on the 27th of October will be about home networking your computers and devices, starting at 9 a.m. and expected to run to about 12:30. Graham, VK5ZFZ, has asked that you bring something to network, a laptop, a mobile phone, an iPad, etc. Just in case we have too many wishing to do this session, it will be a good idea to contact Trevor, VK5NIX, and book a place. We will have room for 16 people, and so far we've only got 6 names on the list. If we get too many wanting to do this session, we will run another session early next year. The famous Ahaz Buy and Sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. I will leave the rest of the details to David.
Just 3 weeks now to the annual Buy and Sell, held at the regular venue, Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. We still have about 10 tables left for sellers, so this is your chance to clear out the shack and make a few dollars. So contact Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au, or myself, VK5KiloCharlie, at wia.org.au, to secure your table. Thank you for listening. This is David for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
We will need some helpers to assist with running this event on the day. Please contact Trevor if you can help with setting up and cleaning up. Now the tower and repeater refurbishments have been almost finished, we will be converting the other shed at the shack site to a clean and secure storage for the girl guides, much like we did for our shack several years ago. The first of these sessions will be on the 3rd and 4th of November. That's correct, a Saturday and a Sunday. We will need our great work crew once again. Bring some hand tools and cordless drill and perhaps even a cordless angle grinder if you have one. Don't forget to bring your safety glasses, and of course, as an extra incentive to be there, Roy, VK5NRG, will feed you a barbecue lunch. If you can be available for any of these events, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahaz, so it doesn't get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235 0634, and leave a message if there's no one there. More details of the Christmas picnic on the 20th of January will be available soon. We have a new venue with better parking. It will be held at the Marion RSL, 31-39 Norfolk Road, Marion. Trevor is taking the bookings for this event, and we will need payment before the day, either at the next general meeting or by direct deposit. While mentioning our hard-working secretary, Trevor is also taking bookings for the Christmas dinner on Sunday the 2nd of December. He can explain the menu, and do not forget to tell Trevor if you have special dietary requirements. We also require payment before the day, and these can be made at the next general meeting or via direct deposit. Ahaz is subsidising the cost of the meal by $5, so the cost to financial members will be $30. The Ahaz Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held on the months of December and January. The November the 15th general meeting will be a presentation by Paul, VK5SL, and will include details of how to improve your shack earthing to keep RFI levels down, and a number of other related topics. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.